This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Brian and Kath and Sally Goldner this week here on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Lefty Pinkos, and we're pretty excited because it's Radiothon week.
Radiothon!
But I guess, in that intro, I just want to sort of welcome to the hot seat, Sally Goldner.
Yeah.
Hey, Kath, Brian, Joy listeners, it's radio cross-networking in a sense.
It is.
Community radio abundance, which is always a good thing.
Now, Sally Goldner has worked with Joy for years, works with our sister org, 3CR. It's just an amazing radio personality, but it doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't. We thought we'd pull out all stops this week for Radiothon, and we thought we'd get Sally in to join us in the hot seat to co-host this episode of Lefty Pinkos, but we've got Uncle Noel Tovey who will join us. Now, unfortunately, he couldn't join us on the phone, but tonight he'll join us on the phone to have a bit of a chat. And I guess what we're going to explore this week is the importance of community broadcasting, why it's important to have diverse voices out there, like Uncle Noel Tovey. I'm calling him Uncle because I'm an Aboriginal person. I'm big on Aboriginal voice, and I'm kind of big on promoting his voice as an Aboriginal person who has been involved with activism. He's been involved with the theatre, directing stuff. He's a choreographer, an amazing man. And so we thought we'd bring him in this week, along with Sally, who's a formidable broadcaster. She's been on 3CR for like 9 years, Sally, yeah?
It is. It's just gone over 9 years. And,
That's a stayer.
It's a stayer. Some people have been there 30 years, but so obviously not quite, can't do that for Joy yet. It's just because it's just gone 20. But I just think it is awesome that people put in the passion to do a show for an hour a week and all that sort of thing. And, it's good to be in the hot seat, and I can feel my little tushy warming up.
Even as you speak. Now, this is us, and tonight it's also all about you out there listening to us. We're asking you to help support us. We do this amazing thing every week. Brian's been at Joy for 4 years, I think.
A number of years, yeah.
4 years. I've only been here a couple of years, I think. And what we want this station to continue. We know there's people out there who we are their lifeline to their community. For everyone else, we're a good time. And hopefully for most people, it's somewhere in the middle. But tonight is the night when we ask you to join us, in effect, to become a member. And it's not just, to give the warm inner glow, though I think that's really important. There's also some amazing prizes like a smart car. I'm so dumb, I don't know what a smart car is, but I'm hoping that someone will tell me. But it looks fabulous.
They are wonderful, yeah. They're very small, smart, and economically
efficient,
that's the word I'm looking for.
Also, Olivia Cruises, staying at places, including Ballarat, Oaks Hotel, there's Cycles, Melbourne, big bicycle town. You know you want to be a member. And
if you want to be a member, you can join us tonight during Lefty Pinkos. We'd love it because we're trying to rack up as many memberships across this hour that we can. We've got Jason and Heath on the phones, and they're waiting for your call, people. They're waving to us through the glass partition here at the studios. But if you want to become a member, you can basically just pledge some money, and it's $96 for a family. If you're an individual, it's $72. For concession people out there, it's $36. If you're under 18, it's $22. And if you're a business or an organisation, you can join us as a member for $165. So please call Heath and call Jason out there on the phone, 1300 JOY 949, or you can I don't know if you can SMS us, can you? Just call them, goddammit. Or you can go to our website, which is www.joy.org.au. But if you go to the website, maybe SMS us in and say, hey, I've pledged my membership.
That would be good.
And we'd like to know who's out there, who's becoming a member and supporting shows like Lefty Pinkos.
That's right, because in the Joy Corridors of Power, apparently most people are joining online. That couldn't be more fabulous. But we'd love it tonight if you could call in and give us some love. Right here, you're with Lefty Pinkos. We're going to be talking to Sally Goldner and Noel Tovey. Australian arts and cultural legend will be joining us a bit later in the show. Stay with us.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Yes.
Speaking of, though, this is going to be a segue that we call in the radio business. Community broadcasting, Sally Goldner. Tell us about your community broadcasting and Out of the Pan on 3CR.
Yeah, so over on that, if you sort of just flick from AM to FM on your band, it's pretty much in the same place if you're in the old way, because it's on 855 AM. But of course, digital, I'm not sure how that works because I'm an old-fashioned Tran, so to speak. But I've 9 years on 3CR, who have a huge history of broadcasting queer radio. In Your Face is another show on 3CR at 4 on Fridays that's been going for around 18 years now in one form or another. And there's a show also at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons called Queering the Air. So there's lots of queer radio. And, of course, Sin has a queer show which is awesome. And I just think the more the merrier, because we're all reaching different parts. Mm. And, that could make one person happier, as you sort of said in the intro, but it could be that difference where one, particular show then reaches someone who might not reach be able to listen to Joy, for example, but can tune into one of the other stations. And, of course, Rainbow Radio up in Bendigo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's lots of it out there, and I just think the more the merrier.
The air is queer. This is fantastic.
Yes. Now, 9 years.
Speaking of very exciting things, Sally Gordon, everyone should know Sally, but Sally has just told us tonight that you're now Executive Director of Transgender Victoria.
Yeah, well, we took the opportunity last year when, on the really exciting side of life, there were changes to the act, the legislation that regulates incorporated associations. And so we took the opportunity where we're growing rapidly and we needed to restructure. So we now have a position where I'm sort of the executive director, we'll say the strategic right brain, and we have a wonderful person, Grace Lee, who's been on Joy.
Oh, yes. We've talked to Grace.
Grace, yeah. Yes.
Fabulous.
Who as our president, I call the sort of left brain, who does all the managerial bits and pieces. But together, it's sort of like 2 + 2 = 7 sort of thing. And it's just at the right time because all of a sudden, everything's happening and Transgender Victoria is growing. I see the Victorian trans community growing. There are a couple of things I wish I could talk about tonight, but watch this space.
Could you give us a little insight, a little Joy exclusive on Radiothon Week, please?
I'll just say one's re health and one's re the trans community. That's as much as I can.
Oh, how tantalising.
So watch this space. But the thing is, all the things we've been working for years, and it felt like we were climbing up Mount Everest in ice skates to get, all of a sudden we're sort of
falling into place.
It's not ice skates, we're on a chairlift. It's just happening. And then things this week, like Laverne Cox on the cover of Time in US, trans woman on the cover of Time. There'd be probably people who would never thought we would have seen that. And I think that's a really encouraging sign.
At such a time, I am so pleased to hear that.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
That was Yothi Indy with Treaty. And Sally mentioned before we went on the break that it's actually Mabo Day today. And in radio terms, we like to call that a nice segue, don't we, Sally?
Absolutely. Couldn't have been better with an amazing song on a very important day, celebrating and respecting diversity.
Exactly. And I hope that our listeners out there have been involved with Reconciliation Week events over the past week. It started on Monday the 26th of May with Sorry Day. And they've just, and that go through to today with Mabo Day. And so, we're marking Mabo's legacy that he left in Australia. He actually kind of got recognition for native title for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. He was a Torres Strait Islander man. And, important work where we've struggled for justice, struggled for voice, struggled for recognition of our connection to country. And Uncle Mabo, and Uncle Eddie Koike Mabo, actually nailed it in 1992 with his federal court case, and then that enacted the Native Title Act, which came about through a common law process in 1993. So, we honour Uncle Eddie Mabo here at Lempty Pinko's as part of our radiothon.
Oh, as part of honouring, we're now going to honour someone who is truly one of Australia's living legends in arts, culture and performance, and just an amazing person himself. And we'd like to welcome to the Lefty Pinko studio, Uncle Noel Tovey. Noel, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello. How are you, Noel?
Good, I'm fine. I'm coping.
We're pretty upset you couldn't join us in the studio here tonight, but we are about honouring seasoned, wonderful, legendary activists like Sally Goldner, but also yourself on tonight's Radiothon, and just highlighting the importance of diverse voices out there. And, yeah, you know, how you been, Uncle, anyway?
Mm. Well, I've been okay. I'm dealing with having had my leg amputated about 4 months ago, but I'm learning to walk on a prosthetic.
Well done.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really aware that today is Mabo Day. Eddie Mabo was a great man and a great person, and he advanced Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ethics, if I can put it that way. Mm-hmm. Same as Sally Goldner has pushed forward, you know, the understanding of transgender people in Australia. And, yeah, I think we're coming to a time when people will accept us.
I've just got to say thank you very much, Uncle Noel. To be put in the same sentence as Eddie Mabo is a huge honour. I'm for once, this microphone addict is almost silenced. But,
yes, I've never seen Sally speechless before.
I'm very moved by that, Vic, and thank you. And look, it is great to see that, you know, this show and many others exist so that these sorts of issues get talked about. And this is what, of course, community radio does.
Now, Uncle Noel, you've actually had a show in Sydney on a community broadcasting station called Come Out with Uncle Noel. Yeah,
really?
Just tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well, my friend Gail Austin asked me to do it, and it was about what I did was I realised that there were lots of young Indigenous Australians out there didn't know how to come out, and so what I did was I invited well-known Aboriginal gay people to be interviewed by me and to show that there was nothing abnormal about being gay.
Wow, when was this?
And so then young people would ring me and say, well, how do I go about this? And I would say, well, you just have to tell them. I mean, there's no other way of doing it. I mean, you just say to your mother, listen, Mum, I'm gay. Or listen, Dad, I'm gay. And I also told them that there were lots of support groups and people out there who could back them up in their decision to come out.
Did you find, I mean, it's something that Aboriginal gay people and lesbians, transgender people get asked of them, like, how were you perceived or accepted, rather, in the Aboriginal community? And how were your guests received, I guess, Uncle, I want to ask? Mm. Was it hard for them, and were they well received within a community setting?
Well, you know, before the arrival of Captain Cook in this country, if you were gay, for instance, or a lesbian or whatever, that was your dreaming. That was how you were meant to live. And so it was totally accepted. It was only the white man that gave it a bad name.
Yep.
And, you know, there really wasn't any problems before that.
So did you find that the radio was a powerful voice for...
Oh, a huge voice, yeah, because I played my sort of music, like I played old-fashioned, well, what kids think of today as old-fashioned music. But, I said you can be... The focus of my program was you can be whatever you want to be as long as you respect yourself and your fellow man.
Oh, that's really... That's a beautiful message.
It just comes down to the basics of human dignity, doesn't it? That, you know, everyone... you know, can be themselves if they're not harming anyone else. What sort of response have you been getting to those sort of messages?
Well, I got tremendous response in Australia. You know, when I was in England, my long-term lover of 17 years was one of the first people to die from AIDS. So with the help of a young psychologist from New Zealand and a sister from the STD clinic, we set up the first AIDS training clinic in Europe.
Wow.
And at St. Mary's Hospital, and we wanted to dispel the myth. You know, there were so many myths surrounding AIDS. Well, for instance, Dave's mother, my lover's mother, would come to visit us, but she wouldn't drink a cup of tea in our house.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And good friends would put their hand around the door and shake mine and say, you know, I hope everything is going to be all right, but they wouldn't come in.
Wow.
I guess, yeah, just as somebody who's an elder in our community, Unc, and somebody that's been involved, I guess, within Victoria, and you've been criminalised for homosexual activity, are you enlightened, or are you happy, or you're joyous, to use a pun, with the changes and what's happening in Victoria, particularly with your case? Because I guess, yeah, the Victorian state government are looking to expunge past convictions.
Well, they are. They wanted to say sorry to me.
Yep.
And I said, I don't want you to say sorry because I don't regret my sexuality.
Yeah.
I said, you can expunge it or you can leave it.
And so, and they're actually taking away.
Now, with the help of Clem Newton Brown, the MP for Paran, and in fact, I had an email from him the other day saying it's now gone to the Attorney General. They're having a problem expunging it, but they will eventually expunge
I'll die a non-criminal. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big party when that happens, Uncle Noel.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
I was just thinking, great to see someone under 18, you know, sort of join the station and get involved. I mean, to think that there are, you know, it doesn't seem that long ago, not in an Indigenous way. My Twitter hashtag is Auntie Sally, because I've never been around for so long. But
an esteemed elder, and that's what it's about.
In that sense. So it still is just so awesome to me to see younger people come out, particularly, we'll say, the pre-12-year-old trans who have supportive parents. That is just awesome. And I was wanting to ask perhaps Noel about that. You have been around, you've seen a lot. How does it feel for you to see younger trans, gay, lesbian, bi people coming out, you know, earlier now, at least, you know, for some people?
Well, I think it's amazing that, well, I never thought I'd get to see the day when there'd be a Joy radio station, for one thing. But I remember in the early 60s, I went to a convention with, they were all trans, you know, and people hadn't really accepted it as such. But now, I think it is wonderful that parents can sit down with their son or daughter who says to them, listen, I'm in the wrong body. You know, I really need to do something about it. And the parents support them. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, young people getting onto their true gender identity earlier. That is definitely a case of that's so joy.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think that's the key to the future success of the transgender people, that they have the courage when they're quite young to say to their parents, listen, I think I'm in the wrong body.
Mm. And parents have the love to say, we understand what that means, and we're here for you.
I think the parents have a huge role to play, and I think more of them are listening.
Mm, unequivocally. I mean, I'm thinking of an insight, a special on SBS Insight, about 9 months ago, where you know, the interviewer asked, well, what if your child changes, you know, their mind to another gender? And the parents just said, well, we'll change with them. I just think that is enormous to see, and incredibly heartwarming, and I think almost sort of cathartic for perhaps those of us who have seen troubled times and see these sorts of changes happening.
Oh, I think it's wonderful that that there are programs like Insight that address the varying problems of parents and younger people. But I also think it's truly wonderful that young people, there's now an atmosphere or an environment where young people can say that.
Sally, how do you feel about Y-Gender as a group? You've been involved mm-hmm. with trans activism for quite some time, and you've paved the way for a lot of younger people, but there's an organisation in Melbourne yes. now, Service in Victoria, Y-Gender, and they're up in Bendigo today, I understand.
Huh.
But how do you feel about groups like that coming out and receiving prominence and visibility and being a support for the community?
Well, I think they have to come out, and they have to support and they have to look to the community to support them. I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look, I could answer Brian in three words, and for groups like Y-Gender, just bring it, you know.
Mm.
It's just enormous to see, and people like Sim Kennedy and Canon Osiris, who are, you know, just such great leaders, and Sim, you know, who put himself in trans history, not only with Y-Gender, but what he did on the Ministerial Advisory Committee down here, getting trans issues to the forefront at the first meeting, which is a matter of public record. I mean, mm-hmm. just an amazing young person. And there's more coming. And now we see groups like Trans End for the adolescent type of trans and their parents. It's just going to keep flowing. And I think people understand the realities of trans a lot more now. And people realise it's just a part of who people are, and it's going to emerge as soon as it emerges. So it's just great to see.
I think it's wonderful, because I can remember, well, way back before you were born, I was part of, I was in New York, and I was involved in the Stonewall riots.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
You know,
wow.
That night, in those days, of course, gay bars were illegal, and the mafia in New York controlled them, and they controlled Stonewall. But it was the night of Judy Garland's funeral.
Mm,
that's right, yeah.
The police went down, they made one of their token raids, and it happened to be at Stonewall. And all the transgender said, enough's enough. They stood up and they threw high stools, they went behind the bar, they beat the police over the head with bottles. And of course, I arrived down there with some friends after dinner, and all hell had broken loose, and we joined the crowd chanting, gay power, gay power. And I can remember being, in fact, I have a scar on my head from when I was beaten over the head by a baton by one of the policemen. And, you know, but that was the night that defined transgender, mm-hmm. because those transgender in Stonewall Inn stood up to the police.
I didn't even know you were there, Noel. I'm really impressed.
I was there. I was beaten up by the police, yeah.
Now, I think something you might be interested in, Noel, and I'm really excited about this, is Sally was telling us before we went on air that they're now working on this new ageing project. Like, I know we've talked about youth, but just then looking at, you know, the other end of the spectrum. Can you tell us, and tell Noel too, Sally, some of this new project?
Well, it started, Noel, and listeners back, you remember December 2012 with the launch of the National LGBTI Aged Care yep. Strategy. And now the rollout of training in aged care settings continues, and Transgender Victoria, along with Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, have the two contracts to do this around Victoria. And it's not just, let's say, in the inner suburbs. We have an obligation to get as far, to go to Mildura and Bairnsdale and Morwell and Wodonga and Hamilton and everywhere. So the linkage that can create, the visibility in rural areas, is enormous as well. And of course, it comes back to basics, that will make life better for LGBTI seniors.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, I'm 80. Give me a break. I'm going to speak at the lawn I've been asked to speak at a conference on aging seniors in the LGBTI community.
Where's that, Unc? Where will that be?
It's going to be in October in Melbourne.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to speak, of course, you know, because it concerns me at my age, and it concerns Sally, and concerns, you know, there are lots of hidden transgender people. And, you know, because in our day, we couldn't come out. There was no safe place for us to come out. But now we can.
And that's changing through, I guess, the tenacity and the vision of people like yourself and Sally Goldner. And so I just want to say thank you for that vision and for being there, and I guess for being so committed to the causes of change and activism. So, but we're going to have to wrap up, Uncle, and say goodbye to you.
Sally, my love, and you know, I think Sally is at the forefront of everything that's happening.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no.
You're with Joy.
You're in Champion, Noel.
Thanks,
we'll see
Noel.
You soon.
Take care.
Yes. It's
You're with Joy. It's Radiothon,
Radiothon
week.
Give
Please,
us a call.
If you're not a member, do so. Oh. Call us on 1300-JOY-949. Heath and Peter, Jason are out there, rather. We're in the studio here, but we'll be back with more Chitty Chats with Sally Goldner, our co-host in the hot seat.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Speaking of getting support for community broadcasting, we've got our newest volunteer in the studio with us as well, the great Lauren Hawkes. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. Tell us, how's it going with you?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I'm really, really enjoying getting involved, and it's a learning curve for me, I think, as well, getting involved in using different software and that sort of thing, and making the podcasts available for anyone that wants to hear them.
Now, Lauren, our theme for this Radiothon this week is That's So Joy. I want to ask you, what's so joy about That's So Joy?
Yeah.
Or what's joy to you, rather?
I think joy to me is something that it doesn't matter who or what you are, that everyone can accept that. And I think that that's something that this community needs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a special thing and a special message that Joy has that, you know, makes things acceptable.
Yep.
It's just okay to be who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lauren, do you mind us saying that Lauren's only 17. Sorry to say your age, but we're just so excited to have such a young and excited person.
A mature person involved with what we're doing in here.
Yeah, making podcasts. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is going to be the inaugural Sally Goldner podcast with us that's going to happen over the next 24 hours.
That's right.
So watch a website near you. But what can I start, Lauren? What was your sort of, was there a particular thing that said, I want to get involved with radio and joy and that sort of thing?
I love to expand, you know, into different things, and I think for me, coming into this was a doorway into radio and into, you know, learning different things, and yeah, it's been fantastic so far.
And you're surviving working with these two.
It takes a certain kind of someone.
Yes, keep that spunk going. I've had to not take check from them either.
Now, we've had another membership. Yes, thank you so much. Can you pronounce this?
I can't. It's Nye of Cheltenham.
Yes, I think that's right.
They've just signed up as a member here at Joy, supporting us on this radiothon. That's 4 members so far.
Thank you so
We'd
much.
We'd love to see some more, even if you kind of maybe want to pledge a donation to Joy and support us in that way. You may be a member already, but you can actually donate some money as part of our radiothon, and it all helps with what we're doing in here.
And this is Australia's only completely run by gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex folk station.
Actually, another little fact fans, is that Joy is Australia's largest GLBTI organisation.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the truth. Well, we actually kind of got so many members that they were the largest. So bigger than Mardi Gras, bigger than any other kind of gay and lesbian organisation in this country. We're the largest, so get behind us.
All those happy people, be one of them. You're with Lefty Pinkos in the studio. We have Sally Goldner with us. We've been talking to Uncle Noel Toby, who is just a remarkable person. It's just an amazing night. Now, Sally, before you go, tell us a bit about like what's up for you this year for the rest of the year. What are you up to?
Oh, gosh, what aren't I up to? I mean, there's so much happening. As I said, the aged care training, Transgender Victoria has a Hay grant to work with Y-Gender to develop material for cisgender allies.
Oh, wow, cool.
So that was launched on the day before Ida Hobbit Day down in the city of Wyndham, along with the Gender Is Not Uniform project to highlight the issues that gender diverse people or even people who don't fit a certain gender expression might have when they're wearing, in inverted commas, the wrong uniform at school. Yeah. What else is going on? Well, we've got the World AIDS Conference coming up, which apparently will be one of the biggest gathering of trans people. We're expecting about 700, I'll use the term trans and gender diverse people from around the world in Melbourne, which is probably more than I've met in my entire life.
Wow.
So that's awesome. Of course, Joy playing a big part in that, along with Victorian AIDS Council. There's an ageing roundtable as well as the one Noel mentioned. There's one up in Sydney in August. Gosh, there's also the Courageous Voices conference up in Sydney in June, talking about mental health and how people have got through mental health issues in the LGBTI community. I cannot remember a time like this where there is just so much happening. And I look at some of the things, not that I'm involved in directly, things like Norrie's case and the ACT birth certificate laws, and they're just going through and there isn't cries of the sky's going to fall in, the sky's still up there. And so people are going, yeah, you know, it's not going to change anything.
The world keeps spinning.
The world keeps spinning. So there's just so much happening at the moment. And as I say, stuff for the community and stuff for healthcare that are coming soon, where we've had some breakthroughs.
Wow.
It's just an amazing, amazing time. And I just hope, you know, the other part of me, just to, apart from trans, I am someone who is bisexual / pansexual. And I hope that the bi / pan community, their turn is coming, seems to be moving pretty fast too, all that sort of thing. So I hope that they sort of can, hang in there too, because I think that people are beginning to understand that issue as well. And that's really important. And also intersex is beginning to get a lot of traction around the world as well. So as a friend of mine from the Bi Alliance Committee says, James, don't leave a bit out, BIT, bi, intersex, trans. And I think that it's definitely getting in there, which is awesome.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yes, don't leave a bit out.
And what sort of wishes would you make for this radio station for the rest of the week and the rest of the year?
Just to keep broadcasting GLBTIQ community radio as part of that community, and work with all the organisations as you do, give people that voice, which we all do on whichever GLBTIQ program or station it is. And the more we connect, the more people exchange ideas, I just think everything will keep sort of nicely snowballing in a way, and we'll keep it rolling.
And we owe that kind of snowball and that kind of, that provenance and that momentum to people like you and Uncle Noel. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of the team here at Lefty Pinkos and Joy. Thanks to Sally. Thanks to Uncle Noel for joining us on our very special radiothon broadcast. I also just want to make a quick mention. Stevie, I want a donut. I know I said I'd work it into the conversation tonight somehow, but yeah, give us a donut soon, mate. If you're not a member, join us, please. But we'll be back next week with more Lefty Pinkos. Thanks to all of our guests and to Lauren too. You can listen to the podcast very soon. Check it out at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.